With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here, live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the Best Stocks Now radio hour, and we have a little bit of an updraft to the market here today so far. We have the Dow right now up about 13 points, which puts it at 18,067. Those are some pretty lofty numbers. Let's not forget that it wasn't that long ago, about the third week in January, where we were threatening those support levels and threatening to technically break down below those support levels. And now here we are back at 18,067 on the Dow. We have the S&P 500 right at 2,100 right now. We are down a half a point, however, right now on the S&P 500. Just barely below the line here. Pretty quiet day on Wall Street so far. The NASDAQ's up 5 points. It is up 0.12% at the current time. Crude oil. Okay, let's see how crude oil is doing. I know that Kuwaiti oil strike is over. That's going to bring down prices. Oh, boy, we've got to watch a lot of news events around the world, don't we? Crude oil is down 2% today. Crude oil is at $41.62. Gold has had just a raucous good time here in 2016. I'm going to talk about the huge, huge breakout in silver yesterday and a pretty big breakout in gold also. What in the heck is going on there? Gold is up 0.7% today, 0.0007%. It's at 1,255. The euro's at 1.13, and the 10-year yield right now is at 1.78. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, one of the factors weighing in on the market this year in 2016, this is an election year. And I do believe who becomes the next president will have a lot to do with the future of the economy and the future of the stock market. That's why you have to weigh it out in your own mind as you select your candidate. Which one would be the best for your economy, for your profession, for your 401k, for your economy? Well, last night, America voted in New York, at least. Overwhelmingly, they think that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, which it may come down to those two. We may be eliminating other possibilities here, but we continue to report on those results because they will weigh heavily on your IRA at some point in time, whether you like it or not. We have that big silver rally. Man, what is going on? What is up with silver? Now, I'm fortunate enough to own a silver ETF, which I actually cashed in yesterday for a 52% profit in about a month. I just thought, you know what? This is a little overheated here. I'm going to take it off the grill before it burns. That's a parabolic move that we've seen in silver recently. Now, you can look at silver in a lot of different angles. Number one, you can buy the actual silver itself, which I've been a bear on for many, many years. But I changed my tune a while back and just cashed in a 52% profit on a silver ETF that owns junior silver miners. How did I find it? Using my app, Best Stocks Now. You can buy an ETF that tracks the silver bullion, silver, what do we call it? Is it bullion? No, it's silver, the silver metal itself. It tracks the price of silver, SLV. And you can see the parabolic move that it's made here since the beginning of April. Oh, I'd be a little leery of getting into it now. But silver stocks, I pointed out several yesterday in my tweeting during the day, Pan American Silver, PAAS, is one I cashed in earlier this month in my speculative trading account. You can look at Hecla Mining, HL. Look at that thing. Yesterday was just like a rocket ship. They're coming back to earth just a little bit here today. Another one that I tweeted out was MVG, which is MAG Silver Corp out of Canada. It's a company that trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Just a massive, massive breakout yesterday to the upside. Parabolic move. The silver rally continues. It looks a little overheated to me. I think it's mostly going up against the dollar. The dollar is going down. They have an inverse relationship with each other. To me right now, the dollar looks a little bit oversold, and silver looks severely overbought at the current time. We have the existing home sales. We got those this morning. They were about in line with expectations. Meanwhile, our president is on his farewell tour. He'll be visiting Saudi Arabia today. Now, there's two countries that really don't like each other right now. I don't know. At least the president doesn't like them, and they don't like the president. We'll see what goes on in Saudi Arabia. He's got those 9/11, those 28 pages of 9/11 papers to hold over them, doesn't he? Those have never been released, and those could be very indicting against the Saudis. So he could use that as leverage for whatever he wants from them. If those 28 pages are released, it could open the door to U.S. citizens that were affected by 9/11 and suing the Saudi government. Speaking of the Saudi government, they're borrowing money for the first time in 25 years. They're borrowing $10 billion. This crash in oil prices has hurt the Saudi kingdom. And after President Obama visits Saudi Arabia, he's on to England to celebrate the Queen's birthday. That's pretty odd, too. Those two don't really seem to like each other. And then he's on to Germany, another person that he's not really fond of in Merkel. So anyways, that's where your president is these days. Steel continues to break out. I've mentioned the ETF, SLX, which is the steel stocks. I've added several commodity stocks to my portfolios here recently, and several of them are paying dividends up in the 6 to 7% area. If you look at my website, Gunderson Capital, and look at Tuesday's show, it was, I think, one of the shows recently, and the headline was, here's a nice natural resource stock. It was an English stock that is paying a dividend yield of over 6%. You can watch my little commentary there. And we inject pictures of the app to show you, the particular numbers that we feel are important when analyzing, when doing stock research. Kuwaiti oil strike ends. That's bringing down the price of oil today. Oil continues to be a major, major factor in this market. As oil goes, pretty much still, the market goes along with it. And oil down 2% today, we have a very flat market today. So that trend continues. The economic gloom continues. It persists in Japan. What is Japan going to do? I mean, they have been in a funk for a long, long time. Do you know that if you buy a 40-year Japanese bond, you're going to get 0.30%, not 3%, no, 0.3% on a 40-year bond. That's the lowest yield ever on those Japanese bonds. Here's an interesting story. Norway has the highest carbon tax in the world. They tax themselves on their carbon emissions. They're moving to solar and wind power on their oil drilling rigs. So here they have these massive oil drilling rigs pulling fossil fuel out of the North Sea, and they're going to run them on wind and solar so as not to pollute the environment. Hey, isn't that kind of like eating a cheeseburger with Slim Fast? Well, I'm going to have a Slim Fast, so I save some calories here, but I'm going to have a double cheeseburger along with it. That is one weird story in my... They're going to tax themselves, with their carbon tax, and they're moving to wind and solar to pull oil out of the ground. That's crazy. All right, let's see what else we've got going on in the world today. United Healthcare. Hey, that's a big story. You know, United Healthcare, I featured on my show yesterday. United Healthcare is making a big breakout here today into new high ground, but they're going to exit Obamacare. You know, they're a major player. They report that they will lose $650 million in the Obamacare program. That's why they're pulling out, which is going to leave many states with just one option. It seems like whether we like it or not, we're moving to a one-payer system. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There is superstition. Are you superstitious? We know about baseball players. They will not step on those foul lines when they run out to the mound. Every single one of them. You know, we had season tickets for a few years to the Padres, which, I mean, that's painful. I'd rather watch grass grow, you know. There is not one of those pitchers that'll step on that white, freshly chalked line. Every one of them jumps over that one. And many of them will eat the same thing. If it's their day to pitch, it's pancakes for breakfast, you know. That's just the way it is. Hey, here's something if you're superstitious, okay? President Obama yesterday left on a three-day trip in his farewell year here. He's visiting first Saudi Arabia, which many people, many Bible scholars who read Daniel or Revelations believe that the bear could be the Muslim world, Saudi Arabia. Then he's visiting the England tomorrow. He's going to go to the Queen's birthday, which Daniel saw the lion in his vision, in his apocalyptic vision. The lion is considered to be England by Bible scholars. Then he's going to Germany, which many have considered to be the leopard. Those are the beast of Daniel. I'm just saying, all right, if you're superstitious, and let's not forget, he's the eagle. So you might want to dust off your Bible and pull out Daniel and read chapter 7. And also Revelations 13. All right, let's talk about a very pristine area of California. I'm a California native. I love my state of California, even though it at times, most of the times, can be one of the wackiest states in the entire country. But I'm down here in the southwest corner in a Navy town of San Diego, which I love. But if you go up into the Bay Area, it starts to get wackier and wackier. There's a company headquartered there in a pretty pristine area, really, of California. A company that you wouldn't think would be headquartered in California, in a pristine area of California. Some would call this company the beast, Chevron. Chevron, San Ramon, California, where we're heard every day on 1220 KDAL AM at about 11 AM. They get my show on a slightly delayed basis. Because I do the show live from San Diego every morning at 7 a.m. But we have a lot of listeners, have a lot of clients, a lot of people that follow the show, follow Bill Gunderson up there in that Bay Area. And normally when I'm talking about companies from the Bay Area, I'm talking about biotechs or I'm talking about the Silicon Valley and technology companies, but let's not forget that Chevron, a $189 billion market cap company, is also headquartered up in that area of San Ramon, California. Why am I bringing up Chevron here today? Well, oil prices are on the mend, if you haven't noticed. It looks like we probably hit a bottom somewhere in that $26, $27 area. This maybe, what, 8 weeks ago, something like that. Chevron hit a bottom, a recent bottom, in about the end of January when it hit $75 per share. It actually got down to $70 in the summer of last year. Chevron's been on the mend ever since. Chevron is rebounding. I bring up Chevron because Chevron broke out yesterday. A breakout means, hey, it kept hitting its head on the ceiling. The ceiling was about 98. It hasn't seen 100 in quite some time. Guess what? Chevron broke through that ceiling of $98 per share into new 52-week high ground yesterday. It went above 100. I'm a happy camper right now because I'm a recent buyer of Chevron stock. I like high dividend paying stocks right now in this environment. In this low interest rate environment, I still believe strongly that we can do better as income investors buying and owning stocks that pay dividends as opposed to lending companies money and having them pay us interest in return. There is so much debt in the world today, I would rather be an owner. And I fear higher interest rates going forward, although we may never see higher interest rates. Look at Japan. 0.30% on a 40-year Japanese bond. Well, you know, our 30-year right now is at 1.78. Still, historically low numbers. The long-term average has been closer to 4 or 5%. You would think, logic would say, we're going to see higher interest rates down the road, but logic doesn't always work out in markets. Just ask Bill Gross, the bond king who's been predicting higher interest rates now for the last many years, and he's been wrong. Well, Chevron pays a dividend yield of 4.3%. I think when I purchased it, it was about 4.5%. Chevron is on the roaming higher right now. And it's paying a 4.3% dividend yield. It's a stock that I currently own in my growth and income account. About 30 days ago, Chevron rose all the way up to number 215 out of the 4,119 stocks that are in my Best Stocks Now database. You know, not that long ago, Chevron was ranked 2,925. That was about the time it was dipping down to its August low last year of $69 per share. I had no interest in Chevron at that point in time. I like to see stocks hit their eventual bottom, which Chevron looks like it has. I like to see stocks go sideways and build a solid base, which Chevron has been doing since October of last year. But what I really, really, really like, what really gets me excited, is when a stock breaks out of that sideways base that it's been building and begins, hopefully, we never know if a breakout is going to continue, but hopefully that's the beginning of a new uptrend in the company. And all of a sudden, we're getting some pretty good numbers out of Chevron. After some really bad numbers there for quite some time as oil was dropping. You know, Chevron was down 16% last year. The year before that, it was down 7%. All of a sudden this year, it's already up 13%, while the market's only up 2.8%. All of a sudden, Chevron is turning into a momentum stock. I have a momentum grade of B+. The Investor's Business Daily on a scale of 1 to 99 has it at 77. That's not bad for a $188 billion market cap company. It's pretty hard to put a valuation on Chevron right now. I mean, they had peak earnings back in 2011 of $13.44. It looks like they're going to make about $4.66. That's a big drop in earnings. But looking at the chart pattern, looking at the recent performance, looking at the dividend yield, looking at the current rank in the Best Stocks Now app, that's all a reason why I currently own Chevron in my income and growth accounts. It's not a recommendation, but it is a good example of what I see as a Best Stock Now right now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So far, we've talked about the New York elections. They do impact. It is good to follow along with what's going on with the delegates and the candidates. Trump and Clinton seems to be closing in on a big showdown. We have a huge silver rally. I mean, was it handed to us on a silver platter? I reeled in a 51.8% profit in 4 weeks in my Best Funds Now accounts, SILJ, which was a junior silver miner ETF. Yes, it was in my database. It was in my app. It was in the Best Stocks Now app. That's how I found it. In fact, it's been number one ranked now for the last maybe a month, at least 6 weeks, something like that. I just took my profit yesterday. I figured, you know what? This was handed to me on a silver platter. We've had a huge silver rally here. I don't know what's going on, but boy, silver has really rallied. Steel has rallied. I looked at Nugget yesterday, NUGT, which is three times the gold miners index. It was up 16% yesterday. You know, these are stocks, these are sectors of the market that I have not even looked at for the last several years, going back to 2011 when gold peaked at $1,800 an ounce. And all the way down, I had people on TV, one washed-up movie star after another, telling me that he's buying silver coins and gold bullion. And I just, you know, I resisted the temptation. I said, nah, I'm going to buy stocks. I just don't see it right now. I've got gold and silver ranked at the bottom of my rankings. And then guess what happened? A funny thing happened in about January of this year, towards the end of January. It coincided right along with the time that Ms. Yellen said, you know, we can leave these interest rates. We can be cautious. We can be gradual. Forget about that ripping the bandage off and those four interest rate hikes that I've been threatening. We're going to be cautious here. And gold just went on a run like you cannot believe when she said that. As the dollar went south, precious metals went north. We talked about the run in the steel stocks. Boy, I think that one still got some legs there. I would be looking at some of these big natural resource companies, the $100 billion kind that are paying huge dividend yields right now. I'll be talking about them in my newsletter this week. You can get my weekly newsletter. You would have saw that rally in gold coming had you been reading my newsletter every week. You don't got to read every single word. It's mostly pictures. It's like reading a Dr. Seuss book. Look at, here's the cat in the hat. Here's green eggs and ham. When green eggs and ham go this way, the cat in the hat goes that way. And look what goes up. And here's an opportunity. I said back in January, I see one of the best opportunities that I've seen in a long, long time. And I was talking about precious metals and other areas, natural resources, the beleaguered natural resource area. And look what's happened since I said that. And I still see fish boiling all over the place right now until the Fed goes back to their hawkish stance. We've had some earnings come out here today. Nothing really earth-shaking, you know, Intel. I'm not a stock. To me, Intel's not a stock of today. Stock of yesteryear. Coca-Cola, they beat by a penny. I have no interest in Coca-Cola right now, other than the dividend yield. You know, what are you getting on a 10-year bond? You're getting 1.8%. Coca-Cola, by contrast, you're getting 3.1%, but the stock is down 3%, 5% today. There goes your dividend yield. I'm not a fan of Coca-Cola stock at the current time. Dish, EchoStar, they beat earnings by 22 cents. It's having a pretty good day. We have Dish at my house. Here's an interesting one, and then we'll get to another featured stock here. Nike cutting ties with Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football, otherwise known as Johnny Football. You know, the Chargers several years ago drafted a guy named Ryan Leaf out of Oregon. and made him. Oh, they traded up, and they passed on Eli Manning, who wouldn't come to San Diego. And they got Ryan Leaf instead. And Ryan Leaf ended up being a major bust. Never made it anywhere in the pros. Had all kinds of substance abuse, all kinds of problems. Ended up in prison. And they paid him millions and millions of dollars in signing bonuses. And, you know, Johnny Manziel has just turned out to be a total bust. The guy has got to get into rehab, has got to find somebody, got to find God or something. This guy is on a destruction course. Now he's lost his sponsorship with Nike, which has got to be pretty lucrative. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting paid just to wear Nike shoes. I wear Nike shoes when I limp over to the convention center every day and do the stairs and do my little jog. Nobody's paying me to wear Nikes. Yeah, Lee, I need a Nike contract like that. I could take life a little easier, do a little more fishing. All right, let's take a look at another oil stock. I'm going to stay in the oil patch today. This is one of the areas of the market that's bubbling and gurgling right now. This is one of the areas of the market that has made a round trip. What do I mean by a round trip? Well, back in 2013, you know, oil stocks were kind of at the top of the heap. And down at the bottom of the heap, you know, were other things. And then oil stocks went on a dive, a huge dive, a bear market they went into back in the August of 2014. When oil peaked at $109 per barrel. And the oil stocks got just clobbered. Many of them aren't even around anymore. Was it as bad as the tech bludgeoning back in 2000? Not quite. But it was pretty bloody. And now guess what? Oil has made a round trip. And it's rising up in ranks again. I just talked about a mega cap stock, a dividend payer. I thought I would throw in a small cap stock out of Dallas, Texas, where we're also heard every single day down there in Dallas. A little company by the name of RSP Permian Inc. Symbol RSPP. Now look, this is a $3 billion company. We just talked about Chevron, which is a $189 billion company. Risk levels. Market cap has a lot to do with risk levels. Blue chip stocks are not micro caps or small caps. Blue chip stocks are $100 billion companies. Blue chip stocks are thought of being a little bit safer than small cap stocks. Many of the small cap oil stocks aren't really around anymore. We've seen some Chapter 11s. We've seen some Chapter 7s. Not good chapters at all. And we've seen some high-yield debt go belly up. Well, I have in my Ultra Growth account a little stock called RSP Permian Inc., which is engaged in exploration and production of unconventional oil and natural gas liquids in the Permian Basin of West Texas. That's a very fruitful area right now. And with oil at $40 a barrel, it's a lot better than when it was at $26 a barrel. And I bring up this stock because it also broke out yesterday to the upside. It's on a roll right now. We look over the last, how much is it up year to date? 28.5% year to date. That compares with the market, which is now up 2.8%. So it's outperforming Chevron. It's a different animal than Chevron. It's a small cap, non-dividend player, growing. A lot of room to grow if oil continues to come back and if they can survive this big downturn in the industry. RSP has some pretty good momentum going on right now. You look at the Investor's Business Daily scale of 1 to 99 on relative strength, it's currently a 95. My Best Stocks Now system gives it a momentum grade. What is my momentum grade right now? My momentum grade is A+. Wow. One of the strongest stocks in the entire market right now from a momentum point of view. And I can make a pretty good case for it from a valuation point of view right now if they can grow at the kind of numbers that the analysts think they can grow at. Out of 4,119 different things in my Best Stocks Now app, this one comes in at number 15. I found it using my app, RSPP. It's not a recommendation, but it's an example of another stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. But this one's in the aggressive growth, ultra growth accounts. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final quarter of the Best Dogs Now Radio. Did my son pick that one? Oh, yeah, that's horrible stuff there. And get rid of that intro music. You can put that one in the round file. Anyways, hey, let's, in this last quarter, I want to talk about Vanguard and John Bogle. This morning as I was coming to work, I like to listen to Bloomberg Radio on the way in just to get a flavor and a taste for how the market's going to open. And the news of the day and the earnings and the upgrades and the downgrades and any economic reports that we might see coming in during the day. And, of course, you always know what John Bogle's going to talk about. He's the CEO of Vanguard. He's the index guy inventing all of those low-cost Vanguard index funds, which a lot of people have gone to. And I can't blame them for just throwing up their hands and saying, you know what? I'm just going to do a mix of the Vanguard Total World Stock Market Fund and the Total World Bond Fund and be done with it and mix those two. But here's the problem I have. And, you know, they were talking about this has been a good year for passive investing, doing nothing, just sitting there with your asset allocation. Yeah, you know, bonds are up a little bit this year and stocks are up a little bit this year. So, you know, in a passive mix, you're probably up 2 or 3%, something like that, so far in 2016. Of course, they call that a good year in passive investing. But here's my problem. Passive investing is on autopilot. Passive investing will fly right into the teeth of the upcoming storm, whenever that is. I don't know when the storm is coming. But I think every person listening to this show knows that at some point in time in the future, another storm is going to hit the U.S. economy. It could be quite a bad storm. And another storm is going to hit the U.S. stock market. And a big storm could possibly hit the U.S. bond market. Passive investing is on autopilot. And it will fly right into the teeth of that storm. And just like in the big airliner, when you're hitting turbulence, you know, the light comes on, return to your seat, fasten your seat belt. That's when my heart's, you know, I just do not like to fly. Ugh. I do it, but I don't like it. You grip the arm grips, unless the guy next to you, usually I'm sitting next to a guy that's taking 1.5 seats. I don't know. That's why I don't like to fly Southwest. They pack 90 people into a plane that should carry 65 people. And that turbulence hits right into the teeth of the storm. You know, if I knew we were going to go through a storm like this, I'd have never got on this plane in the first place. Did the pilot ever check the weather before he took off? Well, you know what? I don't know when the next storm will hit. We're in the eighth year of a bull market. This is the third longest bull market in history. We're growing at a very, very tepid pace, about 2% a year, while our entitlements are growing at a much, much faster pace. There's two lines that are headed into space that are not converging. They're diverging from one another. That is the money taken in to pay for the entitlements and the size of the entitlements that continue to grow. This was the topic on the mind of Mr. Greenspan, Alan Greenspan, recently. I heard him being interviewed on Bloomberg Radio about a month ago, 6 weeks ago. And he said, you know what? I mean, we're on an unsustainable course. The growth of the U.S. economy needs to be much more than 1.5% to 2% just to keep up with the entitlements. So there is a storm coming out there somewhere in the future. We're seeing a big tick up in gold right now and in silver, a massive silver rally that may be foretelling something. I don't know. It's always worrisome to me when I see gold and silver ticking up. But I'm going to keep my ear to the ground. I'm going to watch things like oil inventories, election results out of New York and Indiana and Vermont and Connecticut, and things like GDP growth and inflation rates and the U.S. dollar, because they're all intertwined with one another. But having said that, we're currently in a season, a very favorable season, that I said was coming. I said all of a sudden I'm seeing blue streaks in this green ocean, which was created back in January, and those blue streaks have been formed by our friends at the Fed. And we've got to fish these blue streaks for all they're worth for as long as they're there. And then we have to, at some point in the future, when the storm clouds start to gather on the horizon, gather in the harvest and put it on the side for a little while. Just like the farmer, you know, up in Idaho. I see those alfalfa fields, green and lush and beautiful in August, you know. You pass by those same alfalfa fields in January, they're frozen. And the hay and the alfalfa has been baled and put under cover, preserving the crop from the recent sunny days. So anyways, you know, the market works like that too. It's cyclical. You have to make hay while the sun shines, and when the storm clouds gather, which they did in January, luckily they dissipated. The Fed waved the magic wand and made the storm go away. But there will come a time, and I don't want my ship on autopilot at that point in time. I'm sorry, Mr. Bogle. I know you've created a giant, giant fund company in Vanguard, but your whole company is on autopilot for the most part. That if the ship goes right over the falls, Niagara Falls, all of the investors are going to go right over the falls with it, because it's a passive style of investing, come hell or high water. And we may have some hell and high water out there at some point in the future. It's all we can do, is the best we can do, be vigilant, remain on the watchtower, and look out for things that are out there. Anyways, we're a little bit different here. We're not passive by any means. Nobody would call Bill Gunderson passive. I'm pretty active myself. And I'll be starting here when the show is over. I've already looked at about 100 charts here during the show. And I see some trends that still look very, very favorable. I still see some really nice currents out there that we got to take advantage of, as long as they're going to give them to us. All right? You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Hey, get the newsletter coming every week. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.